Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast today. This is Jumi, creator of Glam Naturally Oil. And I'm going to be talking today about my postpartum Ella story and how I started, well, not started, how I rebranded my brand and took it to the next level with my personal story. So before we go on, I'm going to be giving you a word from today, which is also like the proverb of the day, but it's actually the word for today. So someone might need to hear this. But we're all on the same team. So this is taken from Luke 6:38. The way you treat others is the way you'll be treated. So just think about it. Whatever you do to, whatever you're not going to be able to do to yourself, don't do to others. Or the way you don't want to be treated, don't treat others the same way. If you want it to be respected, you have to respect others. If you don't want to be disrespected, you cannot be disrespecting others. So it's basically go out of your way today and make someone feel special. You know, a kind words, be nice, be kind, and encouraging words will go a long way because you never know who really needs it. So as Jesus said, if you give to others, you'll be given a full amount in return. The way you treat others is the way you'll be treated. So have a giving spirit, give, because when you give, you receive. You know, even if it's on Instagram, on social media, you need to send out encouraging words, do that, you know, because you really never know when it's said. So that's the word for today. So what am I going to be talking about? I'm going to be talking about my postpartum Ella story and how all this started. So November of 2016, my beautiful daughter Divine was born. And, you know, the first 3 months, a mother's bonding with a child, trying to get to know a beautiful baby. And that was what I was basically doing. So I would not lie. I'll be very honest. My self-care was zero. I was not really paying attention to my self-care. I was very exhausted, to be honest, taking care of a newborn. Very exhausting. And 3 months after, I had to go back to work, maternity leave, and I had my crochet done, my crochet braids installed, because it's just easier. You wake up, you go. You do basically nothing to your hair. And owing to the fact that I have another child and I have a newborn and I'm just trying to get to know her better and balance my life and work, you know. So it was definitely not a time to focus, to pay too much attention on myself. So I must tell you, I was not oiling my scalp. I wasn't doing anything extra. I wasn't even taking my prenatal vitamins, which is horrible. You should take it, especially after you've had a child, because they've taken a lot out of you. So I was not taking my prenatal vitamins either. And I was breastfeeding. So 3 months after I took out my crochet, I literally noticed that my entire edges, my entire hair, the side, the only part that I had hair was in the middle, which was even still not that healthy. And I cried because I'm like, Jumi, you have a brand that is supposed to promote hair growth and this is it. Your entire hair is gone. Oh my goodness. And I'll be honest with you. Every woman knows sometimes when you lose your hair, your edges, and you know what brings the beauty of your face on your crown, you do tend to lose confidence. I lost my confidence. My self-esteem was a little, you know, shaky during that time. I was not happy. But I wanted to make a change. I wanted to do something different about it. I didn't want that to just be the end of it. I wanted to take it to the next level. I wanted it to grow. And so I decided to make so many changes and do so many things differently. And that was what happened. So I remembered I did another protective hairstyle to cover it up because it was just horrible. I literally was bald. My entire edges was bald. I lost it all. So I told myself, it's okay. Prayed about it. Prayed about everything. And prior to that, I was mixing oils, but I only had about, I must say, like 6 oils and essential oils in the hair oil bottle because the plan was to just, you know, use the oil to encourage hair, you know, healthier hair, not really to grow it back, but just to encourage healthier hair. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to recreate the formula. I'm going to use it every single day and document my journey. If it works for me, then it's going to work for anyone else out there. So that was what I did. So I added like 7 more extra oils into the formula. And I used literally every morning and every night, I would damp my scalp and I would use it consistently. And 2 weeks after, I kid you not, and I just was so shocked. I was seeing growth, you know, my entire edges. You could just, and I took pictures of it. I posted a lot on my Instagram page on Jimmy Gruen and Glam Naturally Oil, because I'm never ashamed to tell my story, because I just wanted, because someone out there might need this encouragement. So I just put it out there. That look, it's growing. Oh my God, I can't believe this. So 2 weeks into it, I didn't post anything yet because I wanted to make sure that this is legit. So I waited till a month after, and I kid you not, the difference was just so obvious. My hair was growing. I didn't use no vitamins because I just wanted to try the product for like a whole 3 months to see if it works for me, because there's not a lot of people that takes vitamins out there.
It's on the affected areas, and I was just so excited when I was seeing that growth, and I took it everywhere. I took it on social media. I honed my product. I believed in it. I was like, you know what? It's worked for me. If it can work for me, it can work for you too. You know, I just wanted to be of help to someone out there that might be suffering the same thing that I've gone through, because postpartum hair loss is real. It's annoying. So that was exactly what I did. So I started, you know, because, you know, it's very hard at the beginning of your business to get people to give you reviews. So I remember then a lot of my friends were using my oils, and I was just not getting reviews for them. I actually thought my product was rubbish at the beginning part of it. So when I rebranded and recreated my formula, I just wasn't going to depend on anyone to give me reviews. I was going to be my own guinea pig. I was going to do my own reviews. I was going to let the oil work for me and just take it out there. So I was advertising on natural air pages that, look, this is Jumi. She suffered postpartum Ella. She's created this oils, organic oils, because it's very important that that is put in front of my oils, because I tell people that, look, you know, there's options for me to buy less expensive oils to create my brand, but I've decided to choose a more expensive oil, and all my oils are expensive. And this is not even, I'm not even saying this because I'm saying this. I just want you guys to know that organic ingredients, organic products are not easy. You know, they're not cheap. They're expensive to make. And when people come to me like, gosh, your price is too expensive for 2 ounces, in my mind I'm like, I remembered when I used to buy 0.1 ounces of tea tree oil from this organic company that I really love, and I didn't complain because I knew I was getting authentic. You know, I knew I was getting my money's worth, because it was just so genuine. It was so real and authentic. And when I used it, I knew the difference of those oils compared to the ones that I got from the beauty supply store. So quality is not cheap. And that's what I tell everyone. You have to invest. If you know, for me, for example, I 100% tell everyone that my brand, it might not be for everyone, it might not be for you, but 97% of my customers have seen growth, even when they don't really see growth, but they can tell that their overall hair health is just better since they started using Glam Naturally Oil. So that was basically what happened. I was like, oh my God, thank you God for giving me this formula, because basically all the formulas was given to me as an inspiration by God, and also from years of mixing different things together. You know, I didn't study chemistry. I studied law, my bachelor's and my LLB and LLM law. But I just fell in love with natural hair. So that's basically how my postpartum hair loss story hit. That's what it is, because, you know, I tell everyone that, look, if your hair is your crown, and the way you treat your crown, you know, tells a lot about you. You have to take time, because natural hair is patience. If you're not patient, you can't carry your natural hair. You cannot be proud of it. And I have a little rant. Like yesterday I was talking to someone, and I told them that, look, because they had braids on and it was beautiful. And I was talking to that person that, look, I'm done with braids and protective hairstyling. And they couldn't believe it. They'll say, why would you do that? I'm like, why wouldn't I do that? It's my crown. I love it. He said, well, you can get away with it because you're beautiful. I'm like, why would you even say that? Natural hair is beautiful. We have to own our natural hair and love it, because God has given a black woman the kinky, kinky hair because he knows we can handle it. And it takes patience to handle it, but there's so many other ways, you know, other things you can apply to your hair that will keep it a lot more manageable. And that's, you know, how I'm trying to help everyone that comes, you know, in contact with me. And so that's basically it. And I tell a lot of my customers, look, I have used this oil every single day. This oil has worked for me. And I remembered it grew my hair. My hair was healthy. It was good. But then, you know how you get so lazy and you keep doing protective hair styling and sometimes you just neglect your natural hair and your scalp underneath? And that was why the braid oil was birthed, because I wanted something that was still, even while your protective hair style is installed, you can use the braid oil every day on your scalp and it still gives it, you know, a good healthy feeling while you're not washing your hair or washing your scalp. So that was basically how the braid oil and the hair oil was birthed. So the hair oil, I tell a lot of my customers that, look, you might be growing your hair. This hair oil might be working for you. And then, boom, 2 months later, you suffered breakage again. Why? Because this is it. Your edges, your hair has suffered a trauma. It could be true postpartum hair loss. It could be true, like, a very tight braid oil. It was pulled out your scalp and the braid was pulled out of your scalp. Your hair has suffered. Your scalp and hair have suffered trauma. If you keep doing braids, tight crochet, tight weaves, it's going to keep damaging your hair even further. So even while you're using the oils, you know, it might grow it and then it's breaking again. Why? Because you're still making bad choices for your hair and scalp. So it's important that while you're still using this oil, don't depend on the oil alone to grow your hair. This is what I preach this all the time. You know, drink more water, exercise, have better diet, because it comes from within. And not only that, don't put too much tension on your hair and edges. Like, I literally cringe when I see ladies with tight braids in my mind. I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's just going to cause more trauma to your hair. So what did I do? August 11th of 2018, I decided to big chop my entire hair. And I was literally, was it 7 years, no, 5 years into being, 6 years into being natural. I big chopped everything. I was tired of the crochet. I was tired of the braids. I wanted something different. I wanted a healthy growth. I didn't want no more pressure on my edges. So I decided to stop doing protective hair styling, at least for now, until my hair can, my edges and the weak part of my hair can recover fully before I start putting more trauma on it. Because that's the reason why a lot of us might never be able to grow back our hair, because we just don't give it a break. And it's the honest truth. You don't give it a break. When you don't give your hair a break, what happens? It breaks, and it breaks even more. So making better choices for your scalp, for your hair, will make your hair grow better. And I've been documenting my entire journey since August. It's been 6 months now, and I honestly see a difference. My edges has been restored. It's a lot thicker. My hair is thicker. Now I take vitamins. I take regular woman vitamins, because it's important to do that, especially when you have kids. They take a lot of, you know, vitamins from you. You have to replenish that back. So now I take vitamins, I drink water, I drink alkaline water. I drink about, you know, 98 ounces of alkaline water every day to flush out my system. So that helps too. I don't exercise as much. I will start exercising better, but I am at least having a better diet. I'm eating better. So you have to find a balance, you know. And I'm just here to get everybody to love their natural hair. So some people go, I can't wear my natural because it's too much work. I used to be in that situation. I was the number one hypocrite. I'll tell everyone, oh, I'm natural. And they're looking at you. What do you mean you're natural? We can't see it. You know, that's just hypocrisy to me. And I'm like, I'm done living that life. I'm natural. I want the old world to know that my hair is natural. And I love and embrace my natural hair. I hope this has encouraged you to want to make better health choices for your hair and to even wear your crown more often and be more patient with your crown, because, you know, God has given it to you for a reason. Embrace it, love it, cherish it. You know, TLCnextlevel.com. Don't mess with TLC. You want to make sure that even when you have a protective hairstyle, I'm not saying it's not good to have a protective hairstyle, done, but when you do, make sure it doesn't last more than 4 to 6 weeks, because after 6 weeks, it's going to start breaking, to be honest. And during the time that it's installed, don't forget to cleanse your scalp. Okay, fine, you don't want to wash your scalp, but there's so many things you can do. You can use the braid oil regularly. You can use a damp cloth to clean. I remember back then, I used to, every once a week, I used to use water to just wash my edges and take away all the residue from the buildup of product. So you can do that, whatever you can do to just make it, you know, a better experience for you to enjoy your natural, do it. But like I said, postpartum hair loss took my brand to the next level, because I just wanted to tell the whole world that, look, you know, I'm sure some people around the world don't even have access to authentic products. You know, I'm here to deliver that product to you. It might be a little bit more expensive than your regular beauty supply store, you know, brand, but that's because the love, the oils are authentic, they're organic, they're not cheap to make, and I am just so grateful to my loyal customers. I've had customers for about a year that keep constantly coming back to buy because they know that it's organic and they see the difference in their hair growth. So it really means a lot to me that my customers are supporting me, because the goal of Glam Naturally Oil, honestly, one day is to mass produce, because it breaks my heart when people all around the world cannot even, they don't have a PayPal account or a Visa credit card or a debit card to even order the products. And I'm like, oh my God, this breaks my heart, because I really want them to have it, you know, because I know it's going to definitely and to help their scalp and hair health better. So the goal is that one day I would mass produce this product and keep the authenticity. Make sure it's still the organic brand, not mixed with anything else, just the pure formula, the pure oils in one bottle to encourage hair growth all around the world. You know, that's my goal. And I am just so grateful to all of you. If you've listened to this massive, massive arc, thank you so much for your encouragement. Thank you so much for buying Glam Naturally Oil, for purchasing. You know, it honestly, honestly means the world to me. My customers are my babies, just like how Glam Naturally is my baby. So thank you. Again, the word for today, go out of your way to make someone feel special. Jesus said, if you give to others, you'll be given a full amount in return. The way you treat others is the way you will be treated. So go out there today, conquer the world, be positive, ignore negativity, encourage one another, encourage your friends, you know, and share this podcast. Tell your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, everyone you know about this podcast. Anyone you know that is struggling with hair loss, tell them to listen to my podcast, to listen to this particular podcast. So that being said, I am glam naturally because I am glam with grace. Have an awesome day. Bye.